So, welcome to the Formula Scout podcast. My name is Roger Gascoigne. I'm delighted to welcome a very special guest, double Formula Four champion, gold medalist in the FIA Motorsport Games, Mercedes Formula One junior, and one of the brightest prospects in junior single seaters. It is, of course, Andrea Kimi Antonelli. Kimi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm recovering after the crash I had in FIA Motorsport Games, and yeah, tomorrow I should take off the cast, and I from tomorrow I can start rehab, and hopefully I can be back on track soon.
That's great. So the surgery went, you had surgery last week, right?
Yes.
And that all went to plan.
Yeah. All good. Surgery went super well. Basically, they put a screw inside the wrist because the two bone were not compact, so there was a space between the two bones. So basically we decided to make the surgery just to help the recovery and to make it faster as well, because without the surgery the recovery would have taken really long, and I might been not able to race even Abu Dhabi. So yeah. Because the bone I broke is the scaphoid, and it is a really hard bone to heal. So yeah, we decided to make the surgery just to help the recovery and also to be back on track as soon as possible.
How frustrating has it been to have to sit on the sidelines and watch others test? Or was it nice to have a bit of a rest after such a busy season?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, was quite frustrating because basically I miss all the tests, so I miss also experience on the car, but I think that with the time and especially with UAE Championship, I will make an enough experience to then be ready for the proper championship, and yeah, and then on the other end was there was a positive because I finally rest. Now I rest way too much, to be honest, because it's already a month. Yeah, I mean, on the other end, I could find time to rest, but now I want to be back on track.
So apart from the injury, what was it like to win a gold medal, and what was it like to represent Italy in an international event?
I mean, I was really happy because Italy chose me as their driver for F4, and yeah, I mean, I feel like I had a job to do because I was obviously representing Italy, so I had to deliver a good result. And yeah, I mean, life was a bit tougher on Saturday afternoon because I broke my wrist in qualifying, so I had to race the two races with a broken wrist. So that makes the life a bit tougher, but we still managed to win and was really happy about the result.
And it's a different feeling to be representing your country as opposed to yourself and the Prema team, or does it all feel the same?
I mean, obviously I felt a bit of pressure because I was myself representing Italy, and yeah, also I wanted to show that I mean, I wanted to win, and yeah, I mean, at the end, after qualifying, I felt good in the car. Obviously in races not really good because of my problem with the wrist, but yeah, I mean, at the end all weekend I had a good feeling with the car, and yeah, the pressure went away immediately, and then I just tried to enjoy as much as I could, and yeah, at the end we got a good result.
And was there a big difference between the KCMG car and the Tatuas you've been racing all year? Obviously, it was the same for everybody, but was it a big difference in driving style and requirements?
Yeah, I mean, was a bit different because the car is heavier. It's quite a bit heavier than the F4 that was used to drive this year, because obviously this the key I don't really remember the name, but the F4 we were using at the FIA had the hybrid, so we had the battery in the car, which was very it weighed a lot, so that made the car a lot heavier than the F4 I was using in the Italian Championship. And but yeah, I mean, the toughest thing was because we couldn't make any setup changes on the car, So you kind of have to adapt your driving style, especially to face the setup problem. So that was a bit of a challenge. In fact, that in the first two practice, I had to change a bit the driving style because obviously the car was different, but also the setup was not amazing. But yeah, I mean, after the two practices, I adapted well to the car, and yeah, then I felt good.
Let's wind back now to your amazingly successful Formula Four season. So if I got the numbers right, it was 13 wins in Italy, 9 in Germany, and 2 at the start of the year in UAE, plus obviously the Motorsport Games. Did you feel pressure at the start of the year to perform? I mean, I guess you were probably most people's favorite to take the championship. Did that put extra burden on you? Is it something you felt?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the year, I felt a bit of pressure, I have to be honest, because it was the start of the championship and I wanted to start well immediately. Thing that didn't really happen in the Italian championship because the weekend was quite a bit of a disaster, let's say, with only 1 point. We came away with only 1 point at the end of the weekend. So yeah, I felt a bit of pressure because especially after Imola, where I started quite off, especially because I was really already after that weekend, I was really far off from the lead of the championship. I felt a bit of pressure because I felt inside myself that I had to recover immediately all those points. So yeah, I mean, that pressure, I felt quite a bit in the first few rounds, but then when I saw that I was coming back in the championship and the speed was really good, pressure went away, and I started to, you know, enjoy more. And also because, I mean, pressure didn't go away only because I was seeing that I was recovering, but also because of I was making more experience with the car, and I was knowing more all the drivers. So when I was going on track, I kind of expect what could have happened. So basically, I think also the pressure went away because of the experience I made. And then yeah, I mean, by half of the championship, especially after Vallelunga, when I took the lead back, that was like kind of a turning point for me, because I mean, pressure were fully away. And from that moment, I just tried to, you know, keep working hard and enjoy as much as I could.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously mentioned the Imola weekend, which was probably the wor well, definitely the worst weekend you had all year, I guess. And kind of nothing went right with the gearbox issue in the first race. I mean, the pace was there,
Yeah.
a few mistakes, and I can't remember you making too
Yeah,
many mistakes in the rest of the year.
I mean, in Imola was not only bad luck. I also did a mistake, especially in race two, and then race three, because I had a contact with my teammate. So, let's say, the problem that weekend, is that I started off like I had a problem, the gearbox issue, and then already in qualifying two, I was starting in the back in race two, sorry. I was starting in the back because quali two didn't go as planned. So also mentally, I wasn't really on it. I was a bit frustrated and I couldn't really handle the motions that weekend. So that brought me to do also mistakes during the races, especially race two, where I had a good first lap, but then I lost the front wing by cutting on a curb too aggressively. So yeah, I mean, it was a mix of bad luck this week, that weekend, and also a mix of mistakes. But yeah, definitely that weekend was not all negative. That also kind of motivated me to work even harder to recover all those points, you know. So was kind of a big motivation to work even harder and do and achieve good result.
And did you change your approach? I mean, you said you felt extra pressure after Imola, but also more motivation Did you change your approach to driving, or did you say, well, it's just one of the things that could happen. I think I'm doing the right doing it the right way. I just got to knuckle down and keep going.
I mean, the approach, let's say on track, was a bit more aggressive, but in a smarter way. So when I could see that, like I was aggressive on track, but if I know I was going to be in trouble, I would have think more and to avoid any kind of contact or crashes and any kind of losing more points. So, yeah, let's say I was more aggressive, but I was also thinking more. And I was learning from my mistakes to not repeat them again, which was really important during the year, because I think also that helped me to get the lead back in the championship. So, yeah, I changed a bit my approach, but not massively.
And then you hit this amazing run of form of three hat tricks where you won all the races, Vallelunga, Spa, and then the German round at Hockenheim, and obviously then at the end of the year again in Mugello. Did you start to think, oh, this is getting a bit too easy?
No, never, never. I mean, I think it's never easy. There's always something that challenges you and makes your life tougher on track. So I was always also at the end of the championship, I was trying to push myself to do even more. And yeah, I think in Mugello, I think I pushed myself further, especially in race pace. I was really happy and satisfied because I was able to keep a good pace in Mugello. So yeah, let's say I never thought it was easy because there was always something that was challenging me, and also things were not always going as planned. So yeah, I mean, I never thought that, and during the season, especially at the end, I was trying to push myself to do even better.
So you didn't feel you were sort of had the risk of becoming complacent and sort of relaxing too much, particularly when you, as you said, you got back in front in the Italian series. You were
No,
always
I mean,
pushing to the limit.
I obviously when I got the lead, I wasn't in that level of tension, that mix of adrenaline tension, like mean super high, not that anymore, because obviously I was back in the spot I wanted to be, so I was a bit more relaxed, but I knew the championship was still long, and obviously I wanted to win the championship, so I didn't relax. At all, to be honest, and I kept working really hard to then win as many races as possible, and also to bring home the championship.
Just tell me about the German round at Hockenheim when you won the reverse grid race three. I think Dennis Hauger did that once, but otherwise, you know, it's pretty impossible. Certainly last year, Behrmann and Tramnitz never managed it from the back of the grid. Did you go in thinking, you know, I can win this? There are overtaking opportunities. Even if I'm starting eighth, I can do this.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it would have been hard because starting from P8, it's never easy. But yeah, I mean, the pace that weekend was really, really good. I think one of our key point, like we were really strong in managing the tire that weekend, which was a key point for the races. And I think in the previous two races, I was able to manage a bit the tire. And that really helped me for race three because I had a tire advantage compared to my opponents. So starting the race, I had straight away a good, really good pace. And then I remember after a couple of laps, I got into top three, and then I saw I was catching lap by lap. And once I got the lead, I just kept pushing. And but yeah, at that point, I said, when I got the lead, I said, now I can win the race. And yeah, also because the pace was really good that we raced, and because all the work we did in the previous two races by managing the tire. So yeah, I mean, once I got the lead, I said I can win this.
Which was the tougher title to win, the German or the Italian? do you think?
Was the German. I mean, let's say both really hard, because the Italian I started quite off, so I had to recover all the points lost. So that was really hard, really tough. But also the German was hard because we missed one race, one round, and that made the opponent to close up in the championship quite a bit. So when I came in Nürburgring, I knew it wasn't over. Because Barnard also in the previous round in the short Nürburgring, he was really fast, so I knew it would have been hard, but at the end, especially in the wet, we had a really good pace, and we managed to win it also that one in the German. But let's say both of them were tough. Let's say Italian was tougher because we started in the beginning of the season, we started quite badly. And the German, because we lost one round, and that makes the opponent to close up. So, yeah, let's say both were really hard.
And was the intention always to go to the last Nürburgring race? I kind of felt that Bremer had never really planned to do the full season, but then the championship wasn't won, and Barnard still had a chance. So. Was it then a last minute decision to say, well, we have to go and do the last round to make sure we win it?
Yeah, I mean, let's start that. Let's say that we didn't plan in the beginning of the season, we didn't plan to do the old championship. We planned to do the first three rounds. So yeah, I mean, in those three rounds we went well. So we were in the lead of the championship, and at that point we spoke with Mercedes and with Prema. And we decided to continue in the championship, because you know we were leading it, and we wanted to win it at the end. So we decided to finish it. Obviously, Lausitzring, we couldn't do it because Prema had other stuff to do, so we couldn't do it. But at the end, we still decided to do Nürburgring, because even though we missed Lausitzring, we were still in the lead. So we went in Nürburgring because we knew we had a chance to win the championship.
Yeah, I'm sure middle of August is not the best time for Italian teams to get organised anyway. And the Lausitzring is not the most exciting venue probably to go to. I mean, the first Nürburgring, the short track, I mean, you just referred to it, where suddenly Barnard, his kind of title challenge really came on very strong and had the edge really for the whole weekend. Was there some reason that the form slightly changed for that weekend?
Yeah, I have to say that weekend I wasn't in the greatest of the form. I was struggling a bit. Also was a new track for me, completely new track for me, and also for Prem as well. And let's say during the weekend we struggled a bit also with the car setup, and also as I said before, I wasn't in the greatest of the form, so it was a bit of a tough weekend. But at the end we still managed to get pole position in race one and a P2 for race two. Race one, mistake by my side, I jumped the start. And with that, I won the race at the end on track, but I got the penalty, so that promoted me to P2. And then race two started from P2. I had a really good pace during the race, but in the short track, it was really hard to overtake, because we didn't really have you didn't really I didn't really have any spot to make the attack, because obviously we were in the short track, so track was shorter, and there were. At the end, there was only one spot to overtake, which was which was turn one. So yeah, in race two, I finished P2, couldn't, make that attack to take the lead, and then race three, starting from P8, pace was good, and then yeah, I made some moves, but the steward judged them not fit. Like they said, they were not fair. Move, so I finished P3 on track. No, actually, I let the guy behind, which was Barnard, at the end, because I overtook him and then I went off track. So obviously they counted as track limit. So I had to give back the position and I finished before in race three. So at the end was not the greatest of the weekend. I was quite disappointed from it because I also felt I could have done more because I did some mistakes not only on driving but also on races in the races. So yeah, I mean I still learn from that weekend and that I learned the mistake and then I knew I couldn't repeat them again, especially when I had to Nürburgring for the last round. I knew I could have not permit to myself to do the same mistakes because title fight was close, and any mistake could have cost the title. So, yeah.
Which of the two championships gave you the most pleasure to win?
Let's say both. Was really happy to have won both. Because at the end, the German, the level is still high because you still have most of the good drivers are there, racing in the German, and just a few drivers were missing. But at the end, most of them were there. So both of them are really good championship.
Why do you think Prema was so strong this year? I mean, obviously last year Van Amersfoort won everything. Prema was quick, but not the quickest. And this year the whole team really bounced back in amazing style, really from the start of the year. Quite often there were five red and white cars out front. You know, the whole team was he did a fantastic job all year. Why was there some particular reason, or what do you think just brought it all together for the team?
I think during the year, especially in the beginning, we as a team we were really well. At the end, in the team, as a teammates, we were pushing each other to do even better, and also to be that much in a team, that many drivers in a team helps a lot because you can try many different things on the car on every driver. So at the end, yeah, in the beginning of the season, we work a lot on the car. We were trying a lot of stuff. To then find the best solution. And then once we started the championship, we put all together and yeah, I mean I think as a team we did an amazing job all season. And also I think the result speaks by itself. Because yeah, I mean we did an amazing work and but especially because also we were pushing each other to do even better. And that helped the team to find also the limit on the car faster, and that makes us winning all those races during the year, and also the championships.
How much of a help was it to have run the UAE series, particularly with the new car?
Yeah, I mean, was really important because obviously it was a new car. This year we added the new car, which was quite a bit different compared to the old one. So it was good to do UAE, especially to learn more about the car and to get the right feeling and with it and yeah, I think it was extremely important.
And you mentioned, you know, that your teammates and how you were all pushing each other on. And I think at least watching from outside, also the atmosphere within the team seemed to be very strong. I mean, all of you had some tight battles with each other, but it generally seemed to stay friendly and lots of laughing and joking going on. And obviously, the celebration at Mugello when you all won was when the team won and you won was great. I guess you know your closest rival across the two series was Rafa Camara, who I guess you know pretty well from your karting days as well. Just tell me a little bit about some of the battles with Rafael. You had some good fights on track, I mean, in a number of places, right?
I mean, I would say he's a really good teammate. He's a great teammate because I think he was really fast during the season, and we had a few battles. And the good thing between us, obviously, we were rivals, but at the same time, we were respecting a lot each other. And also in the fight, I think everyone saw we were fighting close, hard, but we were fighting fairly and without making any contacts or stupid crashes. So I think the key point also for us as a team was that all of us, we were respecting each other on track. And returning to Rafa, yeah, during the season, he was a great teammate and I learned a lot from him. And I'm happy to have him also next year in a former regional. Because he, I think he's a great teammate.
Yes, it's as you mentioned, Formula Regional. It's going to be an exciting championship next year. You've obviously missed a little bit of testing, so because of your wrist injury, so the guys have been out getting used to the car, and you've had to watch them. Apart from the first Mugello test, I think. What have been your first impressions at the time you have had in the regional car?
So yeah, it's a really physical car. I have to say I was tired, but already before standing a test, I was tired, especially on the mental side because I was coming from a triple header, and that was tough. But I really like the car. It's good to feel the aerodynamic working more on the car, and was a great feel. I had a good feeling in the car. Obviously, I was not super happy because I was tired and I couldn't really push the car to the limit, but I believe now when I will be back, I will push that to the limit, obviously, and I will try to enjoy even more. And but yeah, I feel it's a great car. It's a bit different because one of the main difference I found is the brake pedal, which is quite a bit softer on the regional, and so it's a different feeling on the right foot on the left foot. So you need to get a bit of experience with that also on how to manage the brake release. And but yeah, I think especially if I'll be strong enough, if I'll be ready in Paul Ricard, I will learn a few more things about the car and then we'll see you also next year.
So, how many more tests, assuming the when the plaster comes off your wrist, how many tests do you expect to get before you have the first race in UAE?
So, luckily not many. I will get only Paul Ricard and maybe Barcelona, because the problem we're in December, so it's really hard to find a track. And then yeah, hopefully I'll be ready to drive in Paul Ricard and then to do also Barcelona.
And the decision not to go straight to Formula 3, obviously that was something that you, I guess, discussed with Mercedes. But what was the thinking behind that?
I mean, we decided to get together with Mercedes to do regional, and not F3, not because of the speed, but because of the experience. Obviously, F3 is a really hard category. It's a big step from F4. At the end, I have to be honest, I wanted to go to F3, but speaking to Mercedes, at the end we decided to do Formula Regional. And then yeah, also we decided that to make more experience on the car and also to make more experience in general. And also yeah, because regional the format is different. And also we learned something more about that as well. And then yeah, also as I said before, at the end, in the beginning I wanted to go straight to F3, but at the end, we decided to Mercedes to go in Formula Regional, and I fully understand that, and I believe in that because I think Mercedes is doing everything possible to make me go to make me achieve good results. So, yeah.
I had the opportunity to sit down for a chat with Gwen Lagru from Mercedes in Mugello, to talk a little bit about their the philosophy and how they support and develop you guys and how their program fits together. How do you see this the support from Mercedes that you get with your career?
I believe it's is really, really important because they support me on track and off track. On track, they always send me a person who follow me and help me with the food and everything, with the physical aspect as well. And then off track, they help me especially with the physical side to train and also to get stronger, and especially to be ready to for the next time I get on the car. So especially now, they're helping me a lot, especially with the rehab, which is going to be really important to be then ready when I get back in the car. So yeah, I believe their support is incredibly important.
And in the Mercedes program probably doesn't have as many drivers in it as some others, but they seem to really take care of the drivers in the squad and to look after you. Have you had a chance to have a go on the Formula One simulator?
No, luckily not. I was supposed to go there to have a lap on it, but luckily with COVID, it didn't happen. And then I tried this year, but was too busy with races, and also when I was racing most of the time, there was F1 racing as well, so it was really hard to organize it. But I hope in the future, when we have more time, I hope I can try it once.
And how did the original contact with Mercedes come about?
So the contact came in 2017, back in the days when I was racing go-kart. I was racing in mini-kart. And with that, I need to thank the Minardi family, because it's because of them I got the contact with Mercedes. And then, yeah, at the end of 2017, we got the call from Mercedes. And, you know, when you got those calls, you never think twice. You just say yes, because it's an opportunity that doesn't happen often. So, and you need to take it. And then, yeah, in 2018, I became I entered in the F1 Academy, Mercedes Academy, and then, yeah, first was a contract of 1 year, because they wanted to kind of test myself to see my abilities and how I was behaving on track and off track. And then after 2018, we extended the contract, and now I'm still with them, so I'm really happy for that.
Excellent. No, I'm sure their sort of staircase of talent is looking strong. So hopefully you get a go on the simulator fairly soon and get more involved and keep making them happy with your results next year. You know, what are your expectations and goals for 23 in regional? It's not the easiest category for rookies to do well, right?
Yeah, because like also for me next year, I will race against drivers that have raced already in that category before, so they have more experience, they know the car better. So it's not like F4 that most of us were rookies. In regional, there are more experienced drivers, so it's going to be tougher. But I believe the speed is good, and if we work hard, and we can achieve a good result. And obviously the goal is to win the championship.
And you think that's possible as a rookie?
Yeah, it's possible, but it's going to be hard. But I'll do my best for it.
I'm sure. Well, wish you every success for the next season. As I said at the start, I think an incredible season this year. Amazing tally of victories, and you know, the particularly three wins in a weekend is a very rare achievement, and to do that four times across the championships is amazing. I think it's hard to believe that you've only like just over one season of racing. I can remember when we talked to Monza at the end of 21, when you're on the podium in your, I think, third weekend in cars, which seems ages ago, and it seems that you have a huge amount of experience, but it's actually only just over 1 year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the time has flown, and yeah, I mean, in Monza, I believe Monza was quite important for me last year, because I finally achieved a good result. In the first two rounds, I have to say I was struggling, but because I was trying to learn as much as I could. And then in Monza, I put all the experience I got in the previous two rounds, and I was able to achieve a good result. And that was a good motivation for the year after. And yeah, it was really important to me that weekend.
So we'll next see you racing on track in the Emirates in the Formula Regional Middle East Championship.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's the first race is the second week of January in Dubai.
Hopefully, you'll get some track time before then. We look forward to seeing you back on track. And once again, thank you very much for your time and good luck for next year in regional.